Brett and Ed, and the Garbage Can Shuffle. One afternoon, somewhere around 4, when the boys were home from school and relaxing, actually playing video games as they were wont to do, sitting in their rooms, watching the screen, playing video games, hours and hours and hours of enjoyment, the boys were happy, except Alice called from downstairs. "Boys," she said, "empty the garbage can." Well, the boys, of course, ran to the kitchen like good young men, and they emptied the kitchen garbage can and ran back upstairs to play video games. Alice calling them again, "Boys, come clean up the mess you made." And so the boys, grumbling, ran back downstairs and looked at all the garbage spilled around where the garbage can had been, and they picked it all up, put it in the kitchen garbage can, and went back upstairs to the video games. 5 minutes later, Alice called down, "Boys, empty the garbage can." And they, grumbling, as they ran down the stairs, they emptied the garbage can in the kitchen, took it out to the garage, and put it in the big garbage can in the garage, and ran back upstairs to play video games. Just as they started, their mother said, "Boys, empty the garbage can." They came down to the top of the stairs, to the landing, where their mother, who was downstairs, could hear them, and they said, "We already did, Mom," in that sarcastic voice that pre-teenagers often get. Alice said, "Really? You emptied the bathroom garbage can?" The boys looked at each other, and they ran downstairs, and they emptied the bathroom garbage can, put it back in the bathroom, and ran upstairs to play video games. Just as they sat down, their mother Alice called, "Boys, empty the garbage can." They came to the top of the landing, and this time Ed briskly said, "Mom, we already got the bathroom garbage can." Alice said, "Did you empty the can in the entryway?" And the boys came downstairs, grouchy and angry and frustrated. They had not emptied that can, so they emptied it. And they took the can back and put it neatly in the container by the entryway. And they ran back up and sat down, only just to get there, as their mother said, "Boys, empty the garbage can." They thought for a moment, and then they went to the stairs, and they said, "Mom, we did. We did. The entry can, the bathroom can, and the kitchen can." And Alice said, "How many garbage cans do we have in the house?" And the boys said, 3. And Alice said, "No, there are 8 garbage cans. I would like you to empty all of the garbage cans in the house. Every single garbage can that we have in the house, I would like you to empty them all. And when you are done with that, I would like you to come back and find me." And so the boys went and they emptied the garbage can in the alcove. They emptied the garbage can on the porch. They emptied the garbage cans in every room, including their own. And they came back to find their mother, and they said, "Okay, Mom, we got them all, every single garbage can in the house." And Alice said, "Okay," and she began walking around to the garbage cans and pointing out that there was trash by each of them that had been emptied, except for the kitchen can. And so the boys went around and picked up all the trash that they had laid strewn around as if a hurricane had struck the house. And then Alice walked out to the garage and pointed out that all of the garbage was all over the garage and not in the garbage can. And so they picked up all the garbage, muttering, "It's not fair," muttering, and growling at their mother, until they finally finished all of the things. And they walked back into the house, and their mother said, "It's reading time." And with an exasperated sigh, the boys turned off their video systems, grabbed books, and went downstairs to read. Thank you for listening to my podcast. This is another Fred and Ed story.